This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you know what time it is? Time for NFL Zig or Zag.
Ready to zig or am I ready to zag?
Big news yesterday, Texans wide receiver Steph Diggs. We've stopped calling him Stephon because that O-N is just a little too lengthy.
Stephon takes forever to get out.
He leads the team in receptions, and he tore his ACL this weekend against the Colts. His season is now over. How big of a loss is this for the Houston Texans? Dan Orlovsky gives his thoughts.
This is not a season-changing loss. I think Robert Woods is plenty capable of stepping into that role. That being said, and I hope and pray for Steph he gets healthy, I don't care if he's got Jerry Rice out there. If they don't learn how to pass protect better, it won't matter. I'm being candid.
I respect Dan Orlovsky's football acumen. To suggest that Robert Woods can be Steph Diggs is unbelievably disrespectful. And I've been critical of Stephon Diggs. He's been what they needed him to be as Nico Collins has been out. Dirt, zig or zag, this is not a season-changing loss for the Houston Texans.
This is not a season-changing loss. I will zag on that. Nico Collins has already been banged up. I know his is not season-ending, and he'll be back at some point. I've said this a couple of times about Houston on the show. Like, they're clearly, in my opinion, even with this injury, going to be a playoff team. I just think there's a big difference between being a playoff team and being a legitimate contender. Houston was a playoff team last year. They won a playoff game last year. And then they had to go on the road to Baltimore and have that go from the division round of the playoffs. And that's a team that couldn't get through Kansas City. I think there's a different layer to this. And so will they likely still be a playoff team? Yes. I don't trust many people in that division. Maybe we get elite Joe Flacco on Thursday night, puts the Colts over 500, and that's the route that they go. I think they're still going to be a playoff team, but in terms of being a legit contender, when they have offensive line concerns, C.J. Stroud has had a couple of funky games. I'm not going to blame it on him. He just hasn't had a lot of time to throw. Go back to that Green Bay game. He completed like 9 passes, and now you take away one of his top targets, and his other top target has been out for a chunk of the year. Yeah, this is a season-altering injury for them and for Stephon Diggs because he's on a contract year this year, remember? He's waiting for a deal next summer, and so his future gets really murky anyways.
I brought this up yesterday, but we have audio of our good friend Brian Baldinger talking about this topic on the NFL Network yesterday.
And look, this is 2 weeks in a row now where they put up over 400 yards of offense. And I think Mike Tomlin was looking down the road knowing we got the bye right now. All right, 6-2, we're in first place in the AFC North. They've got 6 division games out of the last 9 games to play. And he knows that the passing game had to pick up if they were going to win a majority of those games, if they're going to win the division. And he put Russell in at the right time against the Jets and the Giants, and he was able to beat both those teams and play very well. And all of a sudden, maybe they don't need a wide receiver at the trade deadline. I don't know. But all of them, you know, were impacted and had a good game last night, including Najee, who's now run 3 straight games for over 100 yards. So I just think that the offense looks different. It's more explosive. And the passing game is much better than it was before.
So you hear how good the offense has been. Yep. Mike Tomlin's the coach. Najee Harris is the third leading rusher in the NFL right now. They have the defensive player of the year. J.J. Watt or T.J. Watt will win that if stays healthy. Zig or zag, the Steelers are to be feared. Very dismissive yesterday.
I was.
Very dismissive.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I almost want to say the same thing about them as I do Houston. Zig or zag, should they be feared? I'm going to zag on that. They're a good team. They're a playoff team. But I also think, look, there's no doubt that Russell Wilson coming in and his vertical passing attack has unlocked their run game a little bit. You've made the safeties have to respect that over the top that you didn't really have to with Justin Fields. And this has worked out so well, perfectly, for Mike Tomlin. All the jokes or criticisms that I had or other people had about how are you going to bench Fields, Russell Wilson is washed, yada, yada, yada. We look like idiots right now. I also want to just say a quick caveat of it's been two games. The Jets have, like, imploded. They can't beat anybody. They can't even beat the New England Patriots right now. And Daniel Jones can't win a game in primetime to save his life, yet he had the ball in the fourth quarter with a chance to tie the game. The Giants are terrible. Those are two really bad football teams. And so I'm not going to look at those two wins and say all of a sudden you're a legitimate contender in the AFC. I always thought Pittsburgh got a chance to be a playoff team. I always thought they had a chance to be above 500. Again, like Houston, there is a big difference between that and going on the road to Kansas City to win a playoff game when you need to, or going into Buffalo, or going beating Baltimore in a big situation. I don't think they're as good as those three teams. I zag on that.
Matt Miller's going to join us at the top of the hour. Yesterday he tweeted, scouts and agents are telling college quarterbacks to not leave school until they've started 2+ years. The NFL truly doesn't develop quarterbacks anymore outside of rare exceptions. Zig or zag, and we'll talk to Matt Miller about this. This is a cop-out by the NFL to place blame somewhere else on quarterback handling.
Yeah, I'll zig on that. Look, you and I disagreed on the Richardson stuff. We'll talk about it here in a bit.
Doesn't mean I'm right, by the way, on Richardson.
No,
you could have ultimately been right of, like, let him work through it.
I just don't
know,
like, what's the goal here? Like, he started 10 games in his NFL career.
They said with Bryce Young. They're letting him take a break.
No, you want to make the playoffs, and that's okay. I get it. You think that Flacco gives you a better chance to make the playoffs. I've never disagreed with that. He does. He's a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson right now.
Yeah.
He's a top five pick. Started 10 games.
I know.
Like, don't you know that you got to go through your lumps and your growth spurts? Like, I don't know if Richardson will ever get there, but you're not going to discover that in 10 games in an NFL career.
Yeah.
We'll
talk with Matt Miller at the top there. Last one, and then we'll go to Matt Miller. Mark Schlereth was on 710 Seattle Sports yesterday afternoon talking about what he has seen on tape in Seattle.
You know, from just missed tackles and not getting off blocks. Like, that to me, as I watch Seattle on the defensive side of the ball, that to me seems to be one of the biggest things that keeps kind of rearing its ugly head.
Zig or zag, the Seahawks will miss the playoffs, Dirt.
I'll zig on that. I don't trust them right now. They have the one random outlier 20-point win in Atlanta. Outside of that, they've lost 4 out of 5 games, a couple of them in bad fashion. They get the Rams at home this weekend, who are now all of a sudden healthy on the outside, and then you go on the road to San Francisco, and we know that you can't beat the 49ers. I think they're staring at 2 more losses in the near future. And at that point, you're what, 4-6?
They have the Niners in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks.
So the Niners are coming off the bye.
Or excuse me, in 3 weeks. The Seahawks have a bye, and then they get the 49ers. So their next two games are Rams at home and then at San Francisco.
Big divisional games.
I think both those could easily be losses. I don't like the way they're playing defensively. They don't have a good offensive line right now. You got a quarterback crying on the sideline. I zig on that.
There we go. NFL Zig or Zag. We do it every 6:45 on Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!